Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome to Tuesday's show, Morning Studio.
Morning.
Amy said if you have this app, you can hold it up and look at an airplane and it tells you where the plane's going.
Yeah, it's like Shazam for airplanes.
So if a Southwest flight flies over my house.
Yeah, you can put your little radar on it from your phone, from the app, and it'll say where the plane took off from, where it's landing, its current altitude, all
you can chase
things.
It if you know where it's going. You can get in your car and run after it.
Probably going to the airport, guys.
I think it's leaving, though.
Oh, yeah.
All of this seems okay, but just something about it just feels weird to me. Because we can track flights. Like, if you give me your confirmation number or I have your flight details, I don't even need the confirmation. I can enter it into a website and know what time you're going to land, stuff like that. But just watching all the planes and knowing exactly what they're doing and where they are through an app just seems weird to me.
I guess if you could look at a plane and identify who was all on the plane, then it gets... That's next.
Yeah.
The manifest.
Yeah, that. And then you can find all their Instagrams. And but it's just weird that you can hold your phone up. What about cars? What if you do that with a car and see where it's going?
That's crazy.
That'd be awesome, wouldn't it? That'd be awesome.
Stalkers would love that.
Yeah, no, that's the thing.
Yeah, because right now I'm just dropping air tag in people's cars. So I don't.
If this gets in the wrong hands, I mean, I'm surely they've thought of that, though.
What apps are you using right now? Anything new and cool? Amy, you have anything?
I don't know that it's... Well, that's Flight Radar 24, in case anybody wants to download
cool.
that. And then I would say that I don't know that I have one that is new, but I am door dashing things all the time.
Eddie, you?
Yeah, I have one called All Trails. And my family, we love to hike and do all that kind of stuff. And this thing just tells you all the trails in every place in the United States. So, like, say you're visiting a certain city and you're like, oh, let's go hiking today. And you look it up and you're like, wow, there's a trail like really half a mile away or whatever. And I found out on this app that I have a trail in my neighborhood. Never knew it.
It tells you. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Lunchbox, you?
Oh, yeah. Uber Eats. I discovered it when I had my last child, and I'm just still fascinated that you can order from so many different restaurants. It's amazing.
You know, I get on Twitch a lot and play Madden so people can watch me play Madden. And I have a big following of like 17 people. So
Twitch?
Yeah. I'm a big Twitch following. I think my name's just Bobby Bone Show over there. But I use Grailed a lot, which I've talked about, which is where you can buy clothes. And most of the clothes are either new, but people have already bought, or they're barely been worn. So that's a pretty good app. I also use DraftKings. I'm looking at my most used apps. DraftKings.
Use that one a lot.
Yeah, a lot. And then There's a companion app for Madden, which I use a lot, which is playing on PlayStation. And we're in a league, and you can tell when everybody else has played their league game so you can play. So I get on and see if everybody's under the salary cap. I see if they've played their game yet. So, yeah, those are mine. But I like that Lunchbox just discovered Uber Eats. I forgot he told us that like a month ago. Like, brand new. You guys know you can do this?
It's amazing.
You're right. What stinks about the Uber Eats is once they drop food off, you can't get in touch with them. If they messed up the order, you can't send them a message. Mm-hmm. And be like, hey, come back. I know you ate a bite of this or anything. That you can't reach out to them. Where I think there should be a window of like 5 minutes that you should still be able to reach out to your delivery person. Not as soon as they drop it off, poof, they disappear and there's absolutely no connection. But what's that airplane app, Amy?
Flight Radar 24.
Why 24? I have Flight Radar 69. It's a different one.
I'm assuming because you can track flights 24 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
That's my guess.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I didn't make it.
You guys send us so many emails. We get to as many of them as we possibly can. Every morning at this time, we open up the mailbag. Let's go.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My husband has so many similarities to your past and upbringing, and you are someone he looks up to. It has always tortured him to not know who his father is. His mom would not tell him or be honest about it the few times he asked. He just used Ancestry and found out who his father is, someone he never knew existed. Since finding out, he's been looking up all the family members on social, etc. They all appear to be a nice family. The thing is, my husband is terrified to reach out after feeling 37 years of rejection. We believe it is likely this guy does not know my husband exists, and it doesn't look like he has any children. I know I don't have any control or say over how I should handle this, but I definitely do not want him to have regrets in life or that it should be so late his father passes away. What advice would you give him? Thanks for your time. Signed, Super Anxious Wife. Well, I think this dad also has the right to know he has a son, honestly. If you guys are new to the show, my story isn't exactly like this. My biological father peaced out when I was about 5, and I didn't see him again until I chased him down probably late 30s. I wrote my whole first chapter of my second book called Fail Until You Don't about this situation because I was like, if I can't face my biggest fear, how am I going to encourage people reading this book to face theirs? So I did. I tracked him down. It's all in there if you want to read my story. But he knew he had me. I knew he existed. I just felt neglected for all those years, so I had no need to reach out to him in my heart. However, I would say this story is a bit different. I think, one, if your husband wants to reach out, he owes it to himself to reach out. Listen, the worst thing that can happen is he goes, says, hey, I'm your kid, and the guy rejects him completely. That's the worst thing that can happen, and you know what? That's already happening anyway. Not being rejected, but just not having a relationship. So worst case scenario is being exactly what he's in already. If he wants to go and do it, I suggest so much that he go and do it. I don't think he knocks on the door and says, what up, Dad? Let's play catch. But I do think there's probably a way to get in touch with him through email or Facebook or where you can find him. Obviously, you found the family on Facebook, so you can see the last names. And just send him a note being like, hello, so-and-so. I did Ancestry, and according to this, you could possibly be my dad. And you may even start it with, hey, do you know so-and-so, which is the mom? And then just put it out there. And I just would not expect a response immediately. You might get one. But as much of a shakeup as it is to your husband, emotionally, psychologically, it's going to do the same to him. So put no expectations on his father, but I definitely think if he's wondering, he should go for it, because worst case scenario is everything's the same. Best case scenario is there's somebody else in his life. I don't think there'll ever be that relationship of, hey, sonny boy, but he will be able to answer a lot of questions about himself. There are a lot of questions I don't know about me. I don't know my medical history. I don't know a lot of stuff about that side of my family. I have cousins. I can find some stuff out from them, but I don't know. So my advice is you should go for it. It is going to be scary. It is going to feel awkward. It is going to be all the things that are uncomfortable. But for any growth, you have to be uncomfortable. Not just in this. In any growth whatsoever. You want to get better at speaking a different language? Okay, go get Rosetta Stone. It's going to be uncomfortable learning it because you're going to suck at it. Your tongue's not going to move the right way when you're trying to pronounce sauerkraut. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you're 12 and you're growing and you hit a growth spurt, that don't feel good. Even physical growth, that's uncomfortable. But you got to be uncomfortable to grow. So I encourage him to chase his growth. You be there for him. Understand that He is going to go through, just be there for him. You don't have to fix anything. You have to do anything. Just be there for him. And let me know how it goes. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool that he found the person, especially if he's been searching.
Yeah.
So good for him. Go get it. Again, I'm going to say it one more time. Worst case scenario is it's exactly the same. And at least you tried. I mean, I guess worst is you knock on the door and he stabs you. But I don't think that's like realistic. That's like worst.
It's too far.
Yeah, it's too far. Yeah. Thank you for the email. I'm rooting for you.
Yeah.
Like, I feel you. I know how tough this is. Go get it. Support him. Let him hear this. Let him know I would go. I did it. Like, I went and did it. And I was angry at the guy.
Yeah.
So I think he should do it when he's not angry. And just have no expectations on the dad, because you are rocking his world at the same time. Hopefully in a good way. Although he may go, I don't like this, but then he may come around as well. It may take 3 months. I don't know. But do it. That's all. Thank you for your email. Thanks for your vulnerability and sending this to me. That's all. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, let's play Ask Dr. Bobby. All right, so I did get an honorary doctorate from the University of Arkansas, so I can legally sign my name Dr. Bobby. I don't know anything about medical world, so let's give it a run. All right. Amy, you're up first. Go ahead.
My tick bite is still itching about 7 weeks later.
Yeah.
So it's kind of crazy to me that something can itch this long, because I've mosquito bite, longest it's itched 3-4 days. Never this long. And it's crazy. I posted about it.
Let me see it. I'm a professional, like a doctor. I'm going to look at it in a professional way.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, see, it's still there. See that mark? Oh. It's getting better. But
that's
7 weeks.
You're not being professional right now.
Okay.
You don't have a bedside manner?
No.
But you would think it would be gone by now, right? But it's still a hard, like if you were to feel it, it's a hard bump. And it itches.
Have you been to the doctor? Oh, yeah, I am the doctor.
Wait, what are we doing here?
I guess, did the doctor ever say that? Have you been to a doctor for that?
You should go to a doctor.
What are we doing here? I took
a real doctor.
I took a round of Doxy to prevent Lyme disease or something, but I don't even know if that did anything. And I don't know. I just don't know why it's still itching. And I posted about it on Instagram, and one of our listeners said that they were stung by a bee 25 years ago, and it still itches. What?
That looks like there's something in it, though.
It feels like there's something in it, too.
So have you been to a doctor to check out to see if you have Lyme disease?
Not like an actual
in-person.
You should
go. I have a specialist I'd like to recommend you to. It's called Google, and that you Google, and they'll find you a doctor to go to.
Okay.
Have you tried the cross method with your fingernail? Caitlin does this to me, where you cross with your fingernail, and it makes it stop itching.
Oh. No, I tried that.
Well, you need somebody with a bigger fingernail that can push harder, and if that doesn't work, then you need to go get that checked out.
Mm-hmm.
So go to a specialist. That's any doctor.
That is your doctor advice to me.
Well, my doctor sends me
to
specialists all the time.
So
I'm sending you to a different doctor to get that looked at.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Consider yourself diagnosed. See my person on the way out and pay your little bill there. Mm. We don't accept your insurance. All right.
Okay.
Eddie.
Hey, Doc, I have a two-tier question here. The first one is, I'm 43 years old. I'm starting to lose my
erectile dysfunction is normal?
No. That's not it, Doc. I'm losing.
Go see a specialist.
I'm losing my near sight. Like, I can't read stuff. I got to get stuff a little further away. First part of the question, is that normal for my age?
With age, your vision will deteriorate.
Great.
And I'm not a medical or an eye doctor, not ophthalmologist in any way.
Uh-huh.
But I do have one in the family. And he did tell me, listen, once you hit 40, it starts to fade. It starts to go. So don't feel alone. There are support groups of people like yourself. And it's called the glasses store in the mall.
Wow.
So yeah, go ahead.
Just get readers. That's
You're not
call.
The doctor.
Okay, that's my second
You're
question.
You're not the doctor. Go ahead.
That's my second question.
So someone's in my office giving.
I know.
She's not even qualified to do this. Go ahead.
Doc, so should I get readers to help me out with this? Or should I just enlarge everything like on my phone like old people do and just make all the letters really big?
I don't know that I would commit to making everything larger. I would get readers for a while.
Mm.
But if you have to up the reader prescription, then you should make it larger. Why not just get some glasses?
I feel like once I do the glasses, Doc, I'm just giving up on life.
You're not giving up on life.
Now I turn into my dad. And
no, giving up on life is just shaving the top of your head, Eddie.
I haven't done that yet.
Right. So as long as you don't shave your head.
Wait, Doc, why are we talking about my head?
Hey, you know, I'm a doctor of a lot of things. Just get you some readers.
Okay.
But the problem is with your phone, right? It's okay to turn it up one or two sizes. I do that as well.
Okay.
It's just when it becomes massive that people will think you've given up on life. Okay. All right? But hang in there, buddy. It's normal.
Hey, you made me feel good. Thanks,
it's
Doc.
Normal.
I appreciate
that. And I've got, here are some pills for ED, because I know you don't want to bring it up, but I'm sure this is also.
Is that blue?
Yeah.
A blue pill?
Yeah. All right. Ask Dr. Bobby. Lunchbox?
Yes, doctor. I mean, I don't even like calling you doctor, but there's been this thing that's been ailing me for years, and no doctor's been able to diagnose it. I can't touch my shoulders, and I'm wondering if you know why I can't touch my own shoulders.
Interesting. So you have something called a birth defect, and your shoulders were never able to be bent that way. So you are who you are. I recommend this to you. There's a book I wrote called Stanley the Dog's First Day at School, and Stanley's not like the other dogs. Physically, he's different. He looks different. People are like judging him because he's different. But what he does have is a lot of heart, and what makes him special are the things he can do. And I'm not really sure what you can do, but what I'm going to advise you to is figure it out, but not feel so alone, and take two Stanley the Dogs and call me in the morning.
Okay, thank you.
There you go. It's easy, guys.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm building.
And, hey, and if you don't know, you just send him to a specialist.
That's what my doctor
does. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. Anybody else have a Dr. Bob? If you do, speak now or forever hold your peace.
I have one.
Okay, Morgan, go ahead.
Well, so it's really hard for me to sit down, run, or basically do any major activity because I bruised my tailbone. It's possibly broken.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how long is that going to take for it to heal?
It could take 2 months, honestly. I've done the same thing. I just say this from experience. So it's a pain tolerance thing for the most part. So don't, if it's a bruise on your butt bone, it's not going to hurt it any worse. So if you can take the pain, you can still work out with it. But the only thing that's going to nurse it back is rest, and you can ice it to get a little quick rejuvenation, but it's just rest and letting it heal back. I'm sorry that happened to you. It happened to me once too. But you can still work out on it as long as you can handle the pain. So good luck. Sorry that happened, but we'll see. Today is June 28th. We'll see about September 1st, and if it's not better by then, I'll send you to a specialist.
Okay.
All right. All right, there we go.
Yeah, that was helpful.
I am a doctor, and that is Ask Dr. Bobby. Wow, thank you very much. Wow. You know what? First one's on me, guys. No charge.
Thank you.
Yeah, first one's on me. All right. But no malpractice, okay, guys? No suing me here.
Bobby Bone Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Jake Owen has joined the lineup for A Capital Fourth. Fans can watch the show on PBS on July 4th. Luke Combs admits that sometimes he forgets he's famous.
Sometimes it can hit me at the just strangest time, you know, like you're sitting at a red light. Sometimes I look over and like somebody's taking a video or like a picture and I'm like, oh yeah, like people, like, oh yeah, like I forgot about that.
Kip Moore is headed out on the Fire on Wheels tour with special guest Boy Named Banjo. Tickets go on sale this Friday. I'm Morgan. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Robin Borlando, she's 70 years old. She lives in Philly and she's watching the news. And like everyone else, she sees, oh my gosh, there's a nationwide lifeguard shortage out there. Well, she's 70, but when she was 16, she was a lifeguard. She says, you know what? I'm getting up.
No
I'm
going to
go. I'm going to go try out, recertified, and be a lifeguard. So, dude, she is 70 years old, and she's back on the stand.
Wait, she did it?
She did it.
So it doesn't make yours look as tough.
No, guys, I could do this when I'm 72.
Well, like, you just got out
you
done.
Barely passed.
Yeah.
Like, you... For those that are new to this show, maybe today's your first day ever listening. On yesterday's show, Eddie passed the intro to lifeguard part.
Dang right I did.
We had to swim 200 yards.
Yep.
Almost died.
Rescued a brick.
Yeah, but you almost had to be rescued after swimming 200 yards.
Sure, but I passed.
Yeah, you did.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like, though, I don't want a lifeguard that barely passed. It's like, I don't want a doctor that finished last in his class, even though he passed.
Right, but nobody knows that.
Yeah, I guess
yeah,
so.
But check this out, though. There are 16 lifeguards over the age of 60 in the Philadelphia area. That's crazy, too.
I think somebody 61, 62, 63 can still be in really good shape, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Strong.
I proved to you guys. I'm 43 years old, still strong.
You didn't
strong,
prove anything. You didn't prove anything. That's a great story. What's her name again?
Her name is Robin Borlando.
Robin Borlando. I don't know if you'll ever hear this, but you are an inspiration. That is amazing, and that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, thank you guys for being here with us this morning. You know, I come to... It's a personal decision I got to make, but there's the Radio Hall of Fame. They say, hey, you can vote. I'm in the Radio Hall of Fame. And so I get to vote every year on who gets to be in it. I'm one of the voting members. And one of the guys up for induction to the Radio Hall of Fame is a guy who years ago went on his show and said that I only work with St. Jude so I can get the publicity. Do you remember that?
Mm. Wow, no.
But that's
his whole
nice.
Thing is like the worst thing you could ever say.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't know my story about me being in the hospital a lot as a kid. And it doesn't matter. But now he's up for Radio Hall of Fame and they're like, hey, do you want to vote for him? So here I am.
Oh, what's his name?
No, don't say it.
Okay. I was thinking about it.
All right. Well, hey, listen.
You can tell them that's all fair.
No, I guess I won't do it. But I was really just going to say it. And but Amy, you're Amy's okay. The angel on the right shoulder, Lunchbox the devil on the left. So, voting is underway in this year's 2022 Radio Hall of Fame nominations. It's confidential. We have included instructions for you casting your confidential ballot. We have not yet received your confidential votes. So, it says, do you want to vote for this person, yes or no? Now, pretty good on the air. Got a long career. But also went on his air. I don't know if you're trying to pick a fight for me for publicity back in the day. I don't know. But really one of the worst things you could say.
Yeah, that's pretty terrible.
So what would you do if you were me? Because does he deserve to get in?
Is there a
probably
way?
More. Are you sure?
Is there a way we could ask him, do you regret saying that?
Well, he'll say.
He'll say, yeah. Right?
Well,
yeah.
No, not for the even this. Like, just
well,
knowing.
Yeah, right when he's up for this.
Yeah, I regret it all.
So what would you do if you were me? I know what I'm going to do, but I'm just going to ask.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. But be honest. If you were me and someone had said these awful things about you and then they were up for something, would you vote for them to be in this? Lunchbox.
No, absolutely not. I would not vote for him. Listen, your actions have repercussions. Everything you do comes back at you. It's like sports players. When they're rude to the media, guess what? When they're up there for the Hall of Fame, they don't get voted in because they were rude. This guy was a jerk. Sorry, bud. Kick rocks. I'll see you from the Hall of Fame. You can come and visit my plaque.
I have been in for like 5 years already. Okay, so that's one no. Mark that down. All right, Amy.
I mean, I would hope that he did that just, randomly off the cuff, just it came to his head and probably wasn't the smartest thing to say. And he's probably jealous of you and your success and that he regrets saying it.
He's way older than I am, too. Like, it's not the same.
Older can be... Older people were always
jealous. They're supposed
of
to be
you.
Wise and like.
But they're
not everyone.
Like
older.
A lot of people that have talked trash about you on air have been older than you.
Yeah, but.
And it's because of your early success and you were forward thinking and were doing things differently and they wish that they had thought of it. And so I would say, hopefully, if you still think he's a good quality, radio personality and deserves this, then you can set that aside and still give him the vote.
Well, okay. Thank you. Amy says yes. Here's why I bring this up. I didn't think much about it, but I had a few different people reach out to me going, hey, we're voting this too. Remember when this guy did this to you? And I was like,
Oh, yeah.
I had to be reminded.
By other voters?
Yeah. And they were like, we won't vote. Just give us the word. We won't vote for him.
Yeah. Ah.
So I like this.
What are you going
to
do?
Well, let me go to Eddie. Eddie, what would you do if you were me?
This is tough. This is tough, Bones, because we all say stupid things, right?
That's pretty bad, though.
I mean, this is really bad, and he should not have said this. But if you think that he is worthy to get into the Hall of Fame, I think you should vote for him.
Yeah, you guys have no backbone.
Because yes, he did something wrong, but he may regret it, like Amy was saying. And yeah, I think that did come from jealousy. Dude probably had no idea what he was talking about then. He may be a different person now. I would vote for him.
Scuba Steve, what do you think?
I'm torn too because I'm like you. I like to hold on to grudges a little bit and pay it back years later.
evening out. Nothing more.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like if we do that as a society, it doesn't help those who are trying to grow and become better because I may have said or done things 10 years ago that I look at it now as a father with kids I would never want to say. And I grow from those experiences. And I would hope this person has grown from it as well. So maybe you'd be the bigger, better person and you give him the vote. I don't want to say that.
If he'd grown, he would reach out and say, you know what? Hey, years ago, man, I said something about you and I apologize. That's what happened. Like when you go through the 10 steps, you have to go back and ask for forgiveness for mistakes you made. And this person.
Steps.
Yeah. Anyway,
I think it's 12, though.
Left out two.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Oh.
It's definitely a 12.
Yeah, the two are gone. Yeah.
Sorry.
3 and 7, never liked. Go ahead.
Anyway, so when people grow and mature, they go back and say, hey, you know what? I messed up, and they reached out to those people they wronged. This guy never reached out to you and said he wronged. He's just saying,
I don't know if he did or not. I forgot about it. I just remember being like,
I don't
very
think he
offended.
Did. I know about
Lunchbox,
it.
Lunchbox, do you remember every single thing you've ever said on the air?
Probably.
Yes.
No, you don't. Okay. And maybe if this is brought to his attention, maybe saying this right now will bring it, and he will make amends with Bobby.
No, it's too late now. The voting is already open. He should have done this way before. If he's matured and grown as a person, he would have done it a year ago.
And he didn't might all of a sudden, have. I just don't remember.
No, he definitely.
He might have apologized.
I don't remember. Chance. I just remember.
Well, then we have to take this into consideration.
Well, I don't know though. I know that
he could have doubled down.
Yeah, he could have, right?
Oh, wow. No one's talking about that.
Yeah, he could have. All right. So
double down.
So I've been thinking about it.
Oh, come on.
So here's my email. Here's my validation pin to log in. I'm going to vote right now.
To be fair, as your team, while you're calculating, I would like to say that if we were voting and you wanted us not to, we would stand with you in that.
Absolutely.
But this is what we are advising you to do.
Okay.
For yourself. And be free of it.
My vote is.
Hey, but Bones, now, if he sucks, though, like if he's not a good radio dude, don't vote for him.
No, pretty good is not Hall of Fame. Pretty good is not Hall of Fame. He has to be the greatest of great. Bobby, you need, don't be a sissy. This is like the guy that gave you a swirly in high school, you know? He stuck you in the toilet.
Now? Now he's talking to me in a way I wasn't talking to until now. Oh, no.
And he reaches out to you and he's like, hey, Bobby, I'm running for mayor. Are you going to vote for me? Like, no, dude. What are you talking about? Get out of here.
Oh, gosh. Mm. Is Lunchbox changing my mind? Does he say other degrading things on
air? I don't know. I just heard this because people are like, do you realize this guy's saying that all your work with St. Jude over the years?
That's low.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to vote.
No!
So, yes, no. I'm going to vote. Uh-oh.
You got to vote no. America wants you to vote no.
Do they, though?
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't really know that America has been polled.
I just checked the B-Team page. They said, no.
Okay, I am voting yes.
Yeah!
Good.
That's a good move.
Yes.
See, this is why you always get walked all over, Bobby.
What'd you say?
Why you always get walked all over. You have no backbone, just like Amy and Eddie. Well, just give in to
the
bullies.
I don't think I get walked
all
over.
Bobby is like the opposite of getting walked on.
He just got walked on.
Walked over.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the red carpet of the Hall of Fame. They're going to put you out front. The guy's going to walk right over you into the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Listen, I don't know if he's going to get in or not. I'm going to vote yes because I do believe you shouldn't be canceled for one, possibly two really dumb things. And this isn't canceled, but it's a form of that. So I am going to put aside my personal feeling and vote with what I think if he should absolutely go have a Hall of Fame day, you know?
It's good, man.
It's a little bothersome to do it.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to do it, and I hope other people can follow my example in this.
I could tell that was very hard for you to say.
It's very hard for me. I'm such a, you want to mess with me, I'll get you three thumbs back.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, I'm going to have him fired next week. But other than that, I'm just kidding. I can't do that.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Any guesses on why it's called Bluetooth?
Bluetooth.
Make your best guess. You're not going to know, but make your best guess. Amy, Eddie, then Lunchbox. Why is it called Bluetooth?
I feel like when Bluetooth first was introduced, they had those little things by your ear, and it would light up blue, and it was by your tooth.
Oh, there you go.
That's a good guess.
Eddie?
A really good guess. I was going to think maybe it uses like a Blu-ray to connect to the phone.
Interesting.
And the tooth, it just takes a bite out of technology.
Yeah. Like McGruff. McGruff on crime.
That's a good one.
That's technology. Yeah, take a bite out of crime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lunchbox.
No, it's easy. It goes in your ear. It looks like a tooth, and your teeth, the enamel in your teeth helps the connection. That's how they get the signal to the little thing in your ear.
Oh.
But what about like on your phone?
Yeah,
Bluetooth
is just not.
I didn't know Bluetooth was on your phone. I thought it was just in your ear.
The origin of it.
No, Bluetooth is, I use Bluetooth all the time for my phone, like to my car. Mm-hmm.
Speakers.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have that in my car.
You do? Okay. Well,
so I really didn't know that was in your phone. Like, I thought it was really just the thing you stuck in your ear.
Bluetooth is named after King Harald Bluetooth. Bluetooth united the tribes of Denmark, just like wireless technology does. It was named after a 10th century king.
Okay.
Interesting.
King Harald Bluetooth.
Now we know.
Nothing about technology.
Nothing
about
technology. Well, he united.
Teeth.
That's what Bluetooth
is. But it was a name.
Together. How about that? A little fun fact for everybody to have it. Take
Thank
that to
you.
Work.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here's a question from a listener. She emailed me and said, hey, I consider myself a good tipper. 20-25% is what I like to do. 18% if they drop the ball.
Wow.
In the last few months, we've started to frequent Sonic. Our kids love it, and we do as well. When we leave, I always feel like we should have tipped. It seems when we were at Cash World, we always tipped. But now that it's credit cards, they don't give you the option of tipping. And who carries cash nowadays? They seem like hardworking kids. They deserve a little extra. Do you tip at Sonic? Signed, Shameful at Sonic. I do tip at Sonic. And if you frequent at Sonic, you should have cash, in my humble opinion. Because I go a lot, so I keep cash mostly for tipping at Sonic or if I have to quickly valet my car to get into a meeting or something, if we're like downtown.
Yeah.
So I keep a little cash there all the time. Do you have to tip at Sonic? No, because they aren't just making $2 an hour. Is it nice if you do? Absolutely, because it's mostly kids trying to have an extra job. So yes, I do tip at Sonic. You don't have to, but now on the Sonic app, you can actually tip with your credit card.
Saw that last night.
In a lot of places. Not all yet, but if you use the app, it's the same thing. You order it, boop, boop, push it, and you go, do you want it? You can tip the change, meaning if you spend $4.13, you can tip the rest of it, the change. You can tip $1, $2. So there are easier ways now to tip on just credit card, but if you just stick the card in the machine and you have no cash, it feels awkward.
Yeah.
And you're like, you don't want to look at anybody. You're like, so yes, I do tip at Sonic. I think you should tip at Sonic. I'm not going to hate you because you don't. But you can do app or you can just get a little bit of cash, you know. Problem is, if you get like 10 bucks and you keep it in your wallet, you spend it real quick. And you're like, dang it, I had cash, but now I don't. I spent it all real quick. It has stuff all the time, too. The average tipping, boomers, which is older than you, Eddie.
I'm a Gen X.
You're Gen X, right. So boomers, 19%. They average 19% tipping. Lunchbox, what do you think your average is tipping, honestly?
Oh, probably, I mean, 15, 16%. I don't know.
He goes 16. He goes up 1%.
That's the average.
Yeah, somewhere in that range.
Okay, so Lunchbox is about 15% temper. Eddie, you?
Average 20.
You do.
I try to stay with 20. But, I mean, if it's really bad, I'll go low. I'll go pretty low.
Even if you can't identify whose fault it was?
I mean, sometimes you can just tell, like, all right.
No, you can't, though, because I wait a table. It's a bit slow, and I would get blamed. It was the kitchen's fault sometimes.
Man, but sometimes when they show up without the little writing tablet thing, and they're like, oh, I'll memorize it, and then they mess it up.
What if they said it right, and the kitchen messed it up?
Yeah. Ugh. You don't know.
My point is, you don't really know.
Okay, I don't
know. Unless they have a really bad attitude, you really don't know.
But remember that story I told you where the guy was like, hey, can we have coffee? And he's like, in the afternoon? Ugh, it's going to take us a long time to make that. That's a bad attitude. Sorry, buddy. 10%.
But then I wonder if his uncle died or something that morning. And it's put him in a bad mood. And sorry, because you know what? You come in here some days and you're not having the best day. Do I take some of your salary away?
No, good one.
You don't.
Yeah.
That's right. Thank goodness.
So boomers, 19%. They're actually the only age group that are less than 20. Gen X, 20. Millennials, 24. And Gen Z at 26%.
Wow.
26%? How rich are these people?
I don't think it's about how rich they are.
They're generous.
It's about, what can they give back? And as people get younger, I think you see the generations much more selfless in nature, caring about social issues more than other generations, tipping, etc. So Gen Z, 26% on the old tipster. Yeah, right? So the kids got it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So not dad.
Covered, yeah.
Not dad, but the kids got it.
They're all covered there. Here's a voicemail from Ashton in Texas.
I wanted to give a birthday shout out to my daughter. She's turning 9 years old, and we're both huge fans of you guys. I've been listening to you guys since I was in middle school, and I'm almost 30 now. So you guys have been such a huge part of my life and now a huge part of her life. So thank you for everything that you do. And thanks.
I appreciate that call. Thank you very much for hanging out with us that long. That's a long time.
Very.
I get tired of it after a week. I can imagine her that long. Here's Crystal from Indiana.
I had a random question. Bobby and Amy, you guys said that the way that Amy basically met Bobby and the way that she got her job was at a restaurant, at a Culver's, I believe. Bobby, I guess my question is for you. How did you know from meeting her literally one time that you wanted to offer her a job? Or can you guys break down that story a little bit more in depth? Like, how did it go from a Culver's meeting to a job?
I saw how she drank a milkshake, and I thought,
what?
That's the co-host for me. So I was getting my tires rotated and my oil changed, or maybe both. Went to Culver's, just sitting by myself, killing time. Amy came up with a friend. Her friend owned that Culver's, her parents did, and met her then. But then I saw her again at the mall when I was doing something for the show, and that's kind of where that second connection happened.
When then we were both training for the same triathlon. So,
were we?
Yeah.
At the same place?
The CapTex Tri. No, but it's just another thing we had in common. I remember we started talking more, and then you just got to know more about me. And I had a job that I loved. And I remember when you called me, or you called me, and I was at work, and I was standing in a sea of granite, because that's what I did. I sold granite. And you're like, hey, I got a question for you. Like, can you go to dinner tonight? Whatever. And I was like, why is he asking me to dinner? This is so bizarre. And then at dinner, you offered me the job.
I don't remember some of that, but yeah, it's been a long time. It was the year was 1964.
Oh, yeah, way back when.
What year was that? 2000.
2000. We met in 2005, and I joined the show in 2006.
And I couldn't afford to bring Amy on, so I brought her on as a producer.
Yeah,
like a part-time producer.
My first contract said producer, and that's what I signed.
And she was like, "What am I producing?" I was like, "I don't know. Just get in here. All you gotta do is get in, and we'll figure it out after that. Just trust me. Just trust me."
Yeah.
So that's the story there. I appreciate you asking that, though. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So this mom hired a babysitter for the first time for her 10-month-old son, and she wasn't really sure what to think when the sitter fell asleep while watching him. Now, to be fair, the son was also sleeping, and then the sitter fell asleep, and the mom just learned this information and went online and was like, is this something I should be upset about, or am I overreacting?
If I learn this information, I bet there's a hidden camera somewhere, right? Okay,
yeah.
Eddie, you have to hire a sitter. You have kids, young kids.
Sure.
What if your sitter fell asleep, but nothing bad happened?
I mean, they should not be falling asleep. That's why they're there.
Okay, but they did.
Yeah, so fired. Sorry, next one. Mm. I mean, it's not that easy to find a babysitter, so I feel I don't really want to say that,
yeah,
but
I'll
be really upset.
I would think if nothing bad happened, because there are times I've messed up and thank God nothing bad happened, and you learn from that because you didn't have to learn from that.
Yeah.
I would think the responsible thing to do would be like, hey, you can't fall asleep. Luckily, nothing bad happened or I had to fire you.
Ooh.
That way you can keep them. They get better at their job and you move on without having to change babysitters.
Okay, thinking about it now, you're right.
Well, that's easy.
Don't
Holy
fire
crap.
Them.
I need Eddie on any jury.
Hey, rehire them. They're back.
Oh, they're back. Yeah. Okay.
Some people online said, hey, it's okay if the baby's sleeping for you to sleep, but have a baby monitor right by your face.
I don't think it's okay to sleep while the baby's sleeping.
Okay. No.
Not on if you sleep and the baby is asleep, and nothing happens, but you find out you got to have that talk.
Okay.
Your job is not to sleep. You're not getting paid to snooze. All right, what else?
So Amazon's Alexa might soon be able to imitate people's voices in your life that have passed away. So if you have a family member or a friend or another loved one that has died, well, all you have to do, or you will have to do, they haven't released this yet, is send in a 1-minute audio clip of the deceased talking, and then they can imitate the voice for you.
Well, that's dangerous. Wow. I think people really, it's easy to go, oh, that's creepy. But I think it's dangerous too, because I think a lot of people will treat it like it's their relative and it'll be super emotional.
Yeah.
They might feel like they're reconnecting with, when it's just a computer doing that.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, listen, good. I do all of us or something. I wouldn't do anybody out. You know.
Oh, you do it like a celebrity that has since passed. Some are saying it reminds them of a Black Mirror episode, Bobby, which made me think of you because you love that show. Be right back.
I don't have any relatives recordings though. So I don't have anybody that, like my mom, my grandma, they don't have any of them on any audio. So maybe I'd put Elvis's voice in and just tell him it's my mom and then talk to him. I miss you, mama.
Oh, there you go. Hey, Bobby, I miss you very much too.
You don't have a video recording from back in the day or anything? So Maren Morris tweeted that she's 32 years old, and obviously high school was a long time ago, but someone recently reached out to apologize for mistreating her in high school.
Yeah, because they wanted concert tickets probably. Hey, I'm very sorry about beating you up.
I think they even like reached out to her mom like via Facebook, but apologized for being mean to Maren. So I don't know, my question for you, Bobby, was if a bully has ever reached out to you from your school days, because you were mistreated for sure.
A couple weeks ago, I mean, I got the crap beat out of a bunch of people, so that'd be the whole school, right? But one of the guys that used to terrorize me like crazy said, hey, I'm coming to town in a couple weeks. You want to hang out? I was like, what? No, not if it's like our old relationship. What, are you going to give me a wedgie and push me in a locker somewhere? No way. He was like, I'm coming. They were doing something at like some festival type thing in town. And he's like, we're coming to town. And I was like, good. I'm leaving. I left town just so I wouldn't run into him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, I have no interest.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Allison Farley is a 17-year-old animal lover. She's got more than a dozen pets at her house. Well, she recently had a brain tumor removed from her head, and they were like, hey, what's your make-a-wish? We got to do something special for you. She's like, look, I love animals. And so they took her to the best zoo in the world, Zoo Miami. And she got to go on a private tour, and she even got to feed Pete the sloth.
Oh, yeah, sloths are cool.
Yeah.
They're really cool.
I was thinking about what my Mount Rushmore of zoo animals are. Here we go. These are my four. If I go to, by the way, I'm not a big fan of zoos. I don't like keeping animals captive. But let's just say I was heartless. I would have. I would have on my Mount Rushmore silverback.
They're the best. Gorillas,
man,
the
crazy,
best.
Huge,
yeah. Dude, and they just stare at you,
man, and will whoop your butt.
Oh yeah, they would
break you in half. I'm also gonna put. You know, I like the big cats. The big cats are cool, but I'm not going to pick both. I'm going to pick the lion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the lion that doesn't look like a tiger. Because some of those lions, you're like, that ain't a lion. They ain't got the big mane. You're like, no, that's a lion. But I like the one that's like MGM.
Okay.
When you watch the movie. Pretty cool. So they're on there too. I'm going to.
Two more.
You know, what's cool is that you don't really ever see them in on the news or on the internet as a panda bear.
Ooh, good one.
There aren't a lot.
There aren't a lot. And they are really black and white.
Yes, they are.
Meaning, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, that's kind of gray. I mean, that's black and white. The juxtaposition of those two colors on a panda bear is strong. I like it. So I'm putting that, and then I don't want to put monkey because I like the monkeys, but I feel like the silverback kind of covers that whole group of the primates. Oh, man, it's tough.
Dang.
I like a peacock. Yeah, giraffes are crazy. Giraffes are Elephants cool. are crazy too.
Were you going to say peacock?
Well, I like when the peacocks run around the zoo because they don't keep them in the cage. Like, and whenever they're fully spread, that's cool. And I don't feel like they get the respect they deserve because they're just running around the zoo, you know?
Yeah, and they are pretty.
They're wide open. I'm going to go with a hippo.
Ooh.
Because they are, they're the bulldog of animals. People look at them and be like, oh, those things are ugly looking. But when you get to know them, they're quite sweet.
Aww.
I never got to know a hippo, but I just imagine they would be. But they're huge, man. So that's my Mount Rushmore of zoo animals. Lunchbox, I like the story there. That's pretty cool. And then I read John Cena had done like 650 or so Make-A-Wishes, the most of all time of anybody.
Oh, wow.
Real cool there. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's go over and talk to Isaac, who is calling us from Brooklyn, New York. Isaac, we appreciate you calling the show. What's going on?
Brooklyn's close. Actually, Brookline, Massachusetts, but...
Well, they wrote Brooklyn, and
studio.
I'm committed to Brooklyn right
now.
Yeah,
he doesn't sound like he's
just
in Brooklyn.
All right, I'm from... All right.
Yeah, he's from Brooklyn.
All right, Brookline. Isaac, what's going on, buddy?
Morning, studio.
Morning!
I'm in a little bit of a... Oh, I'm hearing some feedback, but sorry about that. I'm in a little bit of a issue here. I made a bet last week. Basically, what happened was I'm in the kitchen with my girlfriend. We live together. I am, you know, we're about to turn on, we're making coffee, about to turn on iHeartRadio 101.7 The Bull on our Alexa. And we're kind of singing, you know, Wasted on You by Morgan Wallen. And I say, all right, babe, I'll bet you $500. There's no way that they're playing this song that we're kind of singing right now. So she said, all right, I'll take the bet. And I'm thinking, there's no way you guys are playing it. We turn on the radio, turn on you guys, and you are playing Wasted on You. Now, my take is, I don't really feel like I have to pay her because it was kind of a joke, but I am a man of my word, and it is a bet's a bet. But I really did feel like, I'm like, do I really have to pay you for this bet? She's not really pushing me on it, but it is one of those things where she's like, you did make a bet. I mean, I said 500 because I'm thinking there's no way. The probability is so low. So what's the take?
Well, considering we only played three songs, I don't know the probability was that low. But secondly, I would say that when you said, I bet you $500, was she going to pay you if it wasn't on?
You know, it was one of those, bet you. It was kind of a one-sided bet.
So I was like, I'll give you $500 if Wasted on You's on.
It's a bet. It goes both ways because she would take that bet because the probability is low that it would be playing it. I'm betting her that it's playing that song.
I don't know. You live together as a joke. Buy her a nice dinner. Buy her a shirt or something. I don't know.
She's not asking for it either.
Yeah.
It's okay. He wants to remain a man of his word is what he's saying.
Yeah, but it's $500.
It's
a lot of money.
He just said he was in Brooklyn just to go with our wishes.
Brookline.
So, no, but he said he's in Brooklyn. But we're like, he's like, fine, I'm in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
So he'll give in anything, you know? Just, you know, get her a nice little gift and be like, hey, I know you didn't want the $500, but here, I got you this just to show you I'm a man of my word. And I think, there you go. You're good to go. Everybody feel good about that?
Yeah, and learn from this. Like, don't make crazy bets like that.
No, I'll still do that crap all the time. All right, appreciate that, Isaac. Slippery slope is correct. All right, have a good day, buddy.
All right, thanks.
Hey, coming up in the mailbag, like 5 minutes, this guy never knew his biological father, used Ancestry, found him, and now is like, well, what do I do now? So let me read you this email. I have a very similar-ish kind of story. I'll share my story as well, but interesting. We'll get to that in a second. First, let's go over to Amy and get in the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What do you get when you pick a pig's nose?
What?
Hamburgers.
That was the Morning Corny.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on about being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
You ever been in the bathroom, Amy, and you're like, oh no, there's no toilet paper?
Yeah, but if I'm at in a women's restroom, most of the time girls are cool about it. It's like, hey, do you have any toilet paper? And they slide it under the stall.
But what if you're in a single room restroom and there's no toilet paper?
Yeah, that would be troublesome.
Right, and I think that's mostly what this is here. And so this site, Lifehacker, said, here are the top five things you can do if you're ever somewhere and there is no toilet paper.
Okay.
So here we go. Number five, this one's tough. This one's tough. This one's tough, and it's, you got to really be in a bad spot. you got to be at like a nice dinner or someone's house at a dinner and there's no toilet paper, and you're like, oh no, what do I do? They say sacrifice your wardrobe. Like socks.
Oh man.
Undershirt. Like if you have no way, you gotta go and you gotta use that. But then it's like, how do you get rid of
it? That's what I was thinking.
I know.
What do you do with a sock?
Throw it out the window. I don't know.
And then the next day they find the sock.
Yeah,
they're like, what
maybe
happened here?
But I guess you just gotta worry about what you gotta worry about. But right, number five, it's go straight sock. That's
never
tough.
Heard of that. Okay.
What do you mean?
I would have never thought of that. I never heard of this. So I guess it's, in a way,
like,
this is weird conversation, but also interesting.
Number four, if you have a water bottle with you by any chance, you'd use that as a makeshift bidet.
Okay.
Like put water in it and squirt it in your butt.
Interesting.
I don't know, man.
Just make sure it's not like the wrong dip bottle you drink out of. You don't want
to spit.
Yeah, you don't want to. Okay. Number three. Use cash.
That seems dirty.
Go into your wallet.
You're going to talk about infection.
But it's the most common paper that people carry around.
Hey, what if you only have like a hundo in there?
No.
Then I got a sock.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. You're not using that thing.
So cash is at three.
Okay.
Number two, they say
that a lot of people just have crap in their pockets, like papers, like candy papers, whatever. They say anything, old wrappers, receipts, anything. Look in your wallet for old receipts. Like any kind of paper will work. And then number one, and it can be done. They say use the cardboard roll. Like take it and split it in half.
Oh, that looks painful.
I know. I think you probably have to wet the roll, if I'm guessing.
That seems like it would damage things.
Yeah. You probably got to go in for a little visit. But number one is use the cardboard roll. It'll be uncomfortable, but if you're in dire, dire need, that's the number one thing that you can and should do. Of all those, what would you do first?
The sock. I love the sock idea
now. The sock's pretty good.
Never
thought
of it.
I just have socks now in my bathroom. All socks. You just go in and get a sock. Yeah, the socks is pretty good. You, Amy?
I mean, the water bottle thing's creative, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Lunchbox has the one that like cleans itself, the water bottle.
Oh. Yeah.
It has to be a cheapo plastic bottle that's really crinkly, you know? Like,
well, those are your five things. That could save an evening.
Or something.
Right there, those five things.
But women use toilet paper no matter what all the time.
Yes, but this mostly isn't for just women.
I get it.
It's for guys and also women, but for how only guys need toilet paper.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I caught on to
the
that.
Deuce.
Yeah,
well, there you have it.
There
the
we go.
All right.
Prize, a $50 Sonic gift card.
Ooh. Nice.
And a signed Stanley the dog in his first day at school by the author. That's right, Roberto Bonez.
Ooh, that guy?
Yeah, appealing to Latin America by saying Roberto Huesos. That's what it is, right?
Huesos, bones, yeah.
Okay, Renee is on. Let's go over and talk to her, who lives in Indiana. Renee, welcome to the show, Renee.
Hi, good morning, studio.
Morning.
So we're going to play this game called Can Amy Name the Gen Z Pop Artist that I'm going to play here? Okay, so for example, this is an easy one. Ray, play this clip for her. Amy, can you name that person?
Yes.
Oh, wow, this is the easy one.
I know, but now all I have in my head is Camila Cabello.
Not even really her name.
Yikes.
Camila Cabello.
There you go.
I knew it would get to me.
That is Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, that's it. That's they're very similar to me.
So, Renee.
They both have a lot of songs out that are popular.
Amy has to get 3 out of 5 of these artists that are like on pop radio right now, okay?
So we're off to a great start.
Can she name 3 out of 5? Now, here's how we're going to get them. Renee, I have 9 here. You pick the number, and I'll just play the one on that number.
Okay, so number 3.
Ray, would you play number 3? Now, this song is featuring Justin Bieber, so it's not Justin Bieber, but who is the actual artist? Go ahead.
What? I love this song.
Okay, well, let it play here. All right, Amy, can you name the artist?
You love the song.
Yeah, I do
love the song. What did I say? Chingy.
Chingy's like from the 90s. With every miss, you know how they go, and every bell an angel gets its wings. With every miss, Amy gets a year older.
Wow.
All right,
I know,
that
is so
Kid
sad.
Leroy. That is no answer there.
Kid
okay.
Leroy, he's good. Okay.
All right. You can't say that afterwards.
He is good, though.
Okay. Ready, pick another number. Renee.
Number five.
Go ahead, Ray. Was it honestly the best? Because I just want to see the next. Put it on your chin.
The past was honestly the best. Honestly, I don't know that I've heard this song. I like it, though.
It's a big hit right now. Big pop hit.
Like real big?
Massive artist.
Massive? Shawn Mendes?
Nope. Renee, this ain't going very well for you. That is BTS.
Oh.
Yeah, it's BTS yet to come.
Massive, yeah.
All right.
I should have heard the whole group vibe.
All right, here we go. She can't miss another one. So, Renee, pick a number 1 through 9. You have number 3 and 5 already gone.
Number 9.
All right, number 9. Go ahead. And I was hoping you would tell her it was over. You're all I think about it everywhere I look. I know it's bad, but we could be so good. All right, Amy. Gosh. Hey, we ain't no spring chickens anymore.
This is like definitely making me feel old.
It's hard.
Camila Cabello or whatever.
Oh, boy.
You didn't say that right.
Halsey? I don't know.
Camila Cabello is not right. It would have been your second guess, Halsey.
It was
Halsey. Oh.
No. Well, Renee, she went 0 for 3.
Well, keep going.
No, you've missed 3 out of 5. You had to get 3.
Where's I'll tell Harry you Styles what, at?
Renee, you can go over to Morgan. If Morgan gets 2 out of 3, you can win, okay?
Good one. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see how she does. Pick another number
here. All right, so number 1.
Number 1, go ahead. You made me hate this city. And that I'm talking. I know every word of that song.
You do?
I do, yeah. Yeah, I do. All right, listen a little longer. Here you go. Turn it up there. Morgan, can you name that?
I've heard this song so many times. I assume it can't be. There's only one of each, right, on this list?
Yeah.
Okay. Billie Eilish.
Correct.
Wow. Good job.
That is one that I knew.
Morgan for the win for Renee.
Oh, keep playing it. Okay, I gotta walk there real quick. I've heard this song.
Take a walk.
This is on my playlist. Someone Who Needs Me. Okay. Yeah, not Ed Sheeran, not The Weeknd.
3 seconds. It's a pregnant 3 seconds. Morgan, need an answer.
No, Shawn Mendes.
No,
I know it.
Incorrect. Sorry. Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dang.
All right. Oh. All right, play the last one we have here. Doja Cat's right. All right, there you go, Renee. You do win the prize. Well, we brought in the closer for you, Renee. We don't always have time to do that, but you just won a $50 Sonic gift card and a signed book. Do you have a Sonic near you, Renee?
I'm not sure. Well, I know you better go find one. Fort Wayne, but we'll find one.
You better go drive until you find one because it's worth it.
We'll find one. All right. Even if I have to come to Nashville, I will.
Hey, it's worth it. Yeah, it's worth it. Renee, congratulations. Thank you for listening this morning. We're going to mail this out to you. And stay on the phone because I will sign this kid's book to whoever you want. Even your finger quote kid, Renee, if you want.
No, I'll do it to my granddaughter. Thank you so much.
All right, Renee, stay on the phone, okay? Hey, coming up in, a segment. So probably 12 minutes or so. Lunchbox, it's going to drive you crazy. It's not a lottery story. It's another segment. It's going to drive you crazy. So I just want you to prepare your blood pressure.
Okay.
We agree, Mike? He may explode? Okay. It's a true story. It has nothing to do with a lottery. But I just want you to just hum. Just be calm. 12 minutes away.
He's trying.
You are going to get very angry and not understand what's happening.
Eddie, start massaging.
No, you know it?
No.
You know what's happening?
Do I know the story? I don't think I do.
Come over here real quick.
Okay.
Tell me if you think he's going to get upset. Then we'll get to the news.
Okay, hold on.
So here's the bit. That's who told me.
Oh, he's going to be mad.
What?
He's gonna be so mad.
You wanna see it?
I cannot wait for this.
You wanna see it? Okay. Here it
is. Oh, dude, relax. Take a breath.
That's who sent it.
He's gonna be so mad.
Not fair that he's gonna be mad, right?
No, but he's definitely.
But we know him very well.
All right, 12 or so minutes away, but now let's go over and get in the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
In case you're wondering, Apple makes $1,700 in profit per second.
Per second!
Oh, and Google and Microsoft rake in about $1,000 per second. And they are the biggest earners. That's from the Daily Mail. That is a lot of money per second. They're making $1,700.
They just made one of them.
Like $5,000, boom.
Who's made, yeah, just right the, as long as it took you to tell that story. Mm-hmm. $10,000.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, so.
Now they're 15.
Oh my gosh, it doesn't stop.
Amy's stressing me out now.
That's crazy.
Here's another one. Too much mayo on a sandwich. This is from WSB-TV. One dead, one in surgery after being shot by a Subway customer because too much mayo on a sandwich. Mm. Oh. Atlanta police are investigating a shooting that's left one woman dead and another in critical condition at an Atlanta Subway store. The reason for the shooting, too much mayonnaise. That is so sad and so stupid and so insignificant. Oh.
And so not really about mayonnaise.
APD responded to a Circle K gas station to calls about a shooting after 6:30 p.m. When they arrived, they learned two female employees had been shot after a dispute about the amount of mayonnaise on a sandwich.
Oh, hmm. Hate that.
Police said the woman was 26 years old. A co-owner of the Subway said that a third worker shot at the gunman. Quote, there was something wrong with the sandwich that made him so upset that he decided to take his anger out on the two employees here. Mm-hmm. That is a terrible story. Moving on to the most followed person on TikTok. Who do you think it is, Amy?
Oh, well, didn't Kim K recently join?
Yeah, but not the most followed.
Ooh. That one girl, I can't think of her name, but she's really popular on TikTok. She's like young and brown hair.
Oh, that one.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Well, there's the D'Amelio sisters.
Oh, yeah.
And Charlie had been number one, but now I believe you say his name, KB Lame. And so I know him because he comes on, he doesn't say anything. He's like, somebody will do something. And he'll put his hands up and go like, what? And then he'll show a much easier way to do it. But he doesn't say anything.
That's interesting.
Ooh.
Do you guys, for me, it pops up like every third video. Like someone will take a banana and they'll split it in half and be like, this is how you should do a banana. And he'll come on and be like, do his hands up. Won't say anything. He'll go, look, he doesn't say anything. He just peels the banana and goes, what? Why'd you have to do all that?
That's funny.
Yeah. So he now has the most followers, like over 40 million or so.
Oh my gosh.
No, no. 142 million to be exact on TikTok.
I think he's gone up since that printed. 144.6 million. What in the world?
Dang.
I thought it was going to be something drastic. Amy's like, it's gone up a lot. It's 142.91.
She checks again, it might have gone up.
People.
She's like, and Apple just made another 1,700. Also on the news from Business Wire, FedEx to start sending photos of where your package was delivered. When your next FedEx delivery arrives, you may receive a photo of the package on the front porch. The courier giant announced the rollout of picture proof of delivery in a press release. The company said customers with packages that don't require a signature will be able to access the feature soon. Now, food places will do this now some. Yeah. Like if I order Uber Eats, I'll take a picture of the food and go boom, and then they leave if I ask them to drop it off. But I think this is good because one, it proves it was dropped off, and then two, sometimes I just can't find it. I'll look all over the place. But that's good. It's them having to show we showed up, we dropped it off, it's here. And also maybe a porch pirate stole it, and that's how you can tell because it was there at one point. David Spades donated $5,000 and then direct messaged the Burger King employee who went viral for going 27 years without missing work.
Mm.
Kevin Ford, who went viral this week after showing off his company gifts, tells TMZ his daughter let him know someone named David Spade donated $5,000 to him. But he wasn't sure it was a comedian himself until he checked his Instagram inbox and David Spade sent him a message. He says, hey, man, take a day off.
That's really cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. He's now raised over $170,000, and he wasn't trying to raise money. His daughter just put this out there. But, again, never miss a day of work.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool. That's from TMZ. So Kraft Macaroni and Cheese is changing its name. What do you think it's changing it to? What would you change it to?
I
mac
know
and
it.
Cheese.
Oh.
With a Z?
Not macaroni, cheese. But mac.
Mac.
And cheese.
You almost got it. Just how about just mac and cheese?
You're so close.
Yeah, you went a little too hard, yeah. I mean, like, how about mac and cheese?
Okay, so mac and cheese.
That's it. Kraft macaroni and cheese is now Kraft mac and cheese.
Okay.
Don't know why that was in the news. I just thought it was interesting that they were officially changing it to mac and cheese. That is from the New York Post. Disney, Apple, and Amazon, they keep waiting as the NFL considers Sunday ticket offers. So Sunday ticket, which we watch on Sundays, mostly for fantasy football, will be probably Disney Plus or Apple or Amazon.
Good.
Going to the digital space. That's where it's all going.
Yes.
So we will wait with them. Lucky for me, I have a Disney Plus. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I have them all too.
Yeah, I'm covered. Yeah.
Yeah, we're good to go.
That's from CSNBC. A man's biceps are ripped from the bones after carrying a hot tub.
What? Like a big hot tub?
Well, here's what happened. So then again, he was holding it so hard, like flex your bicep, and he's holding it so hard that it just ripped off like the connecting points.
Ooh, that hurts.
He was carrying a hot tub, had to be hospitalized. He's suing the company for about $250,000. His name is Darren. He was trying to help carry a new hot tub into the garden of his house after the delivery man failed to warn him of the risk of injury. The 49-year-old sales exec said he heard a pop and then pain in both arms. He's now suing Bedfordshire Hot Tubs after claiming the delivery man suddenly dropped the tub without warning. I guess he was helping him.
Uh-oh.
And they dropped it, and it's like, oh. Like if you're carrying a couch and
somebody
says,
why'd you drop it, man?
Oh, yeah, there's always a fight.
Yeah, it's all. You gotta let me know. That feels like it would be really, really painful.
Very.
That's from Lad Bible. Top songs in country music this week. Amy, you can say number three since I don't say bad words. It's from Scotty McCreery.
Damn straight.
There you go.
Damn straight. You're killing me, man. You know I've always been your biggest fan.
Number two is Parmalee, Take My Name.
So take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my
Number one, Morgan Wallen, Wasted on You.
I've wasted on you all of this time and all of this money.
Number one pop song is Jack Harlow, First Class.
And I can put you in.
This is my new, before I go do a show, music, this whole record. He's from Kentucky, which is pretty cool too, Jack Harlow is. Which, speaking of that, I'm not supposed to really announce it yet because we're not putting tickets up for like 2 weeks because of the holiday. But I'm doing two more shows at CMA Theater, same deal, the show, the... comedically inspirational show, which is comedy and inspirational speaking. The dates are August. I'm pulling my calendar. Can't buy them now, but I'm just going to let you know, because if you want to get tickets, I'm sure you'll be able to get them. That way, if you do want to come, you can get flights early and maybe save some money. August 12th and 13th is when I'm going
to
do them.
But you're not supposed to say.
This is not an announcement. I think I'm off the air right now.
But it's good for
guys,
people to plan.
Yeah, August 12th and 13th, I'm doing two more shows. And it was... I'm going to say this. It felt so good, and I got such a good response from it that if we do these two and it feel like we're still improving the show, we'll then take it somewhere to like a streaming platform and be like, do you guys want this show? And try to make it a thing. But I'm going to do two more. And so it's built into chapters. I don't want to say much more about it because I kind of want it to be a surprise, but it's really, man, I hate me. I'll be honest with you. I don't listen back to the show. I don't watch me perform. I watched it back and I was like, dang, I'm pretty proud of that. It's got a great message. So it is called Comedically Inspirational. And August 12th and 13th, we're going to do two more shows. But tickets will not go on sale because we're not going to do this week. Couldn't get them in time. We're not going to do next week because it's the 4th of July week.
Yeah.
But the Friday after that, we'll put tickets on sale.
Awesome.
So there you go. All right. That's the news except for that last part. Those
were Bobby's.
Yeah. Except for that last part, which I wasn't supposed to say.
But you did.
But did I?
No, you didn't.
All right.
I didn't hear it.
All right. Hit that button again, Ray.
Those were Bobby's Big
Stories.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Okay, this next segment, when I saw it, I thought Lunchbox is going to freak out. And I hate making it about him because it's not about him. But his reaction makes things about him even when it's not about him. Okay. So Abby has an announcement that she'd like to make. Abby, our phone screen. God. What?
I don't know. I'm already annoyed.
But she hasn't said anything.
Yeah, but it's going to be something, and it's going to really make me mad.
What if she said she's going to donate $500 to your family and your roof?
Now that may be good.
Okay. That's not what it is.
Of course.
Okay, Abby, what is your announcement?
Okay, so my friend texted me. I haven't talked to her in a while, and she was like, one of my friends is looking for a female lead replacement in their band in Nashville. Are you interested? And I was like, tell me more. So I got together with them. We kind of played some music, and I'm going to be in their band.
Wow.
For a while.
That is amazing.
So you're going to be... Hold on. Let me ask a couple questions. Let me ask a couple questions before you flip out. Hold on.
It's so easy.
Let me ask a couple questions. Abby, will you be singing?
Yes.
Background singing or front person?
So when it's like a female song, I'll be doing the lead, and then like when it's the guy's song, I will be harmonizing.
So you will be the front person?
Yeah.
One of the two front people?
Uh-huh. There's two guy lead singers. Uh-huh. They kind of do like a harmony type deal, like the Eagles kind of.
Okay.
Like a three or four part
harmony.
It
sounds like she's in the background, then every once in a while they're going to say, Abby, step up here and sing for
how many songs do you get to sing? Do you know?
Okay, so we have a 4-hour set tomorrow night, which is crazy. But I'll do 20. Each guy does 20. So there's 60 songs.
She won't. Wow. She can't
you
do 20
will lead sing 20 songs?
She won't.
What do you, why do you say she won't? You don't know anything about this.
No, I do. Because she can't. Her voice isn't in shape to do 20 songs. She won't be able to talk for 2 weeks.
We rotate. So it's kind of like a writer's round, you know? Like, I'll sing mine, and then they have their songs.
Yeah. Like, what do you have? What songs do you sing?
I'm definitely going to do, you know, the one that I always do.
It's Carolina.
But Miranda. We're going to do
like
some Eagles.
Not an artist. What's a song that you're going
to
sing?
Oh, a song. I'm trying to think. Oh, Born to Fly. Sarah Evans.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
What?
She can't go that high.
What are you? You
don't know that song.
You didn't know that song.
You don't know Born to Fly.
How does it go?
And she was Born to Fly.
Sarah Evans or Dixie Chicks?
Sarah Evans.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which Dixie Chick song am I thinking of? Just Fly?
Fly.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, so you're going to do Sarah Evans, Born to Fly. How does that go a little bit? You're not really... I know it's early in the morning, but you can just do it lightly.
Come on, Abby.
But how do you wait for heaven?
Nice. And there she is. Come on, Lunchbox.
That's good.
Well, that was good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are you guys playing?
Yeah.
And the airport, actually, at Ole Red.
In the airport, at the bar.
Hey, that's a lot of people walking by.
Very interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people walking by not paying attention, going, oh, they're not good enough to make it. That's why they're at the airport.
Hey, no, there's plenty of people that start at the airport.
Name one person.
You got it.
Go.
Morgan Wallen.
Ooh, he's singing at the Nashville airport to get his start.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Hey, that's a good chance he did.
Yeah, Luke Combs.
Yeah. No
Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
No.
Chris Jansen.
Jake Owen.
They did not
Keith
start.
Urban did.
No, he did not start at the
yes,
Nashville.
Yes, he played at
Leith
the terminal.
Keith Urban literally played at the airport.
No, baggage claim, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's even worse.
He did, for sure. He talked about it on our show.
Yeah, he did.
Where people would come and get their bags and then they'd all walk away and he'd be playing, there'd be nobody there.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
I mean, I just saw this. They canceled a lot of flights out of Nashville Airport tomorrow.
You mean just now?
Just now. They heard that. People were like, never mind. I don't want to travel. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I mean, guys, you are acting like she's in a real band.
She is.
It is a real band.
Joke. It's a joke band.
Nobody is in what you call a real band until they're in we'll call it a fake band.
How many traveling dates you guys got this year?
She just joined yesterday.
Oh, okay.
She is just traveling to the
airport. I have a question. Don't yell at her.
It's a local band. Oh, how many local bands local are there band. In Nashville?
But I she think didn't it, claim anything other than she's
You
singing.
Guys act like she got in some great band that's going to make it, and they're traveling, and they got all these dates.
But
she's
you don't
playing
know.
At the
we
airport.
We never said she was
she's
traveling
playing
or had
at the
all
airport
these dates.
From 11 till 3 o'clock in the afternoon when no one's paying attention.
Hey, Abby, what hours are you playing?
It's in the evening, 5 to 9.
Ooh. Yeah, see? Prime time.
Nah, oh, not really. Yeah. Airport's dead at 5 o'clock, guys.
That's a
no,
gig.
Hey, Rush Hour, ever heard of it?
You know what? He would also hate on me if I was traveling. He'd be like, how did she do that? She's not good enough to be traveling in a band.
Anybody that gets anything.
You'd be a roadie.
Wow, he's so
I mean,
mean.
Guys, this is hilarious.
A roadie or groupie?
A roadie. She'd be doing the equipment if
okay,
she was
got
actually
it.
Traveling.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Making
I mean,
sure you had to.
Hilarious. You guys act like she got some big gig. She's playing at the airport.
I think it's awesome. It
I
is
do too,
cool.
Abby. That's awesome.
Like, that's a what? That's a step. I've always wanted to do that. Sing in a band, harmonize. That's so cool.
You're getting paid to go play music.
I mean, you can go nowhere but up. The airport is the lowest of low, man.
She's getting paid, right?
Are you getting paid, Abby?
Yes.
How okay. much?
Okay.
Well,
that's
and
not
like,
your
I
business.
That.
That's not your business.
No, it is my business because I want to laugh at how she's going to
No, spend. That's not your business just because you want to laugh at her.
She's going to spend 4 hours and make $30.
But what if she's doing it for fun?
And she's enjoying it.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Abby, you can answer if you want, but you don't have to.
I don't really know how much. And it's also tips. A lot is based on tips, and they say they tip well at the airport because they, you know, are like do requests.
Okay, Abby, my question is tomorrow your only date? That's it? You're filling
so far.
You're filling in. They're trying her out because they won't even give her the full-time. Oh, my
gosh. Yeah, okay, we'll see where it goes
well, everybody's got to try. Lunchbox, you act like good
people. She said they played music
on.
Together.
You act like good people just go, I'm good. Oh, you're good. You get a record deal and $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got to start.
Well, no, she's
like
not
this.
Good. That's the thing. No, she. You know what? She is probably the average airport singer. Nasally, not very good.
Oh
you know what
gosh.
I mean? Like, doesn't have to be good because people are.
Abby, don't listen to him.
Why I'm not.
Why are you such a hater?
No, I'm just telling you
because,
the truth.
No,
I'm telling you the truth. Here's how you look at airport singers. This is what the airport looks for.
I've heard some good singers at the airport.
Me too.
No,
yeah.
You haven't.
I wish some big stars.
There haven't, Amy. They haven't.
Yes,
none.
They can say they played at
we
V&A.
Haven't had nobody in
yes.
here. Over all the years we've been here, no one said, you know, I came to town and I started at the airport. No,
I
they all say
they
I went to
Keith
Broadway.
Urban did.
No, he didn't.
He said he did.
Just because you yell, yes, he
Asleep
did.
Asleep at the Wheel plays at the airport in Austin.
Yeah, Ray Who? Benson.
Don't they?
Yeah, Ray Benson, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, where's his career at now? At the airport. No, that's
got,
exactly the
he's
point.
Got a lot of money.
I think they might own the restaurant too, they play at. Okay.
But what I'm
Abby,
saying,
Abby, we're going to move on
wait,
from this.
I have to, you have to let me make my point.
I will Jeez. Let you get to it in 1 second. Let me say something nice to her because right now she's totally deflated. Abby, I think it's super cool. I think even if you got paid nothing, you are doing something that
Basically
you want
is.
You that you want to do. That's all. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Is you chasing a dream or having a hobby or just taking time and filling it with doing something you love.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, I think it's awesome. And I actually love it for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Do you know any other songs you're going to sing?
Not really. Oh, My Church by Maren.
Oh, boy.
Kind of a hard one.
Can
but...
I get a high?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Can I get
a high? No, you're going to make fun of me.
That's true.
Why would I...
It's a no win.
It is.
Yeah, it's a no win. Lunchbox, I'm going to give you
About 2 minutes.
No, I don't even know.
2 minutes?
No. What is this, a TED Talk?
And he's already made his point. Yes. Why is he even talking?
I'm just going to say the same thing over and over again.
No, you don't even know what I'm going to say.
Wait. You have 1 minute.
What am I going to say?
You can say anything.
You have 1 minute.
Why a minute?
You're on the clock starting now.
Oh, my gosh.
The point of airport singers is they don't have to be very good. Why? Because, A, people aren't paying attention, and people are in a good mood at the airport because they're getting to go on vacation. They're traveling. So you know what? The music doesn't have to be good. They're going to be like, oh, that's great, because they're in a good mood.
I hate the airport. I'm never in a good mood at the airport.
When you're going on vacation, you're not in a good mood.
I hate the airport.
Exactly. Okay, well, then angry people are going to be even more. Abby's going to get beer thrown at her. But that's why they get crappy singers at the airport, because they're like, oh, they don't have to be good, because no one cares. We're only staying for 3 minutes because I got to catch my flight.
Is this time up?
Mm-mm.
I feel like it should be.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, you still have time on the clock. Keep going.
Are you
going
to go support her at the airport?
No.
I actually wish I had a flight.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I wish I was flying out. Because, but I can't.
I may buy a ticket just to go boo.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like he would do
boo!
That.
All right. That's all there. Abby, congratulations.
Wait. What's the name of your band?
Good question.
I don't know if I should say it.
Why not?
We don't have to. How about this?
I'm going
to
wait till things.
If you make the band, then you can say it.
Yeah.
So are they going to let you sing and then afterward be like, you're in the band?
Yeah, they could be. They also do weddings too. Oh, so
You know what they're doing? They were hoping Abby was going to say their band name.
No one's going to buy tickets to an airport band. You can't buy tickets to an airport band.
You have to be in the terminal.
They're using Abby to get their name out there. And hopefully maybe you said they book weddings. Hopefully they book more weddings because they have Abby.
No,
so that's what Abby is. She is being used.
Oh, man.
She's a pawn in their game.
Mm-mm. Is this your new theory?
You've had like 9 theories so far.
That's a lot of theories. Yeah. I nailed them all.
They play all over Nashville. This just happens to be the gig that is next that I'm in.
Good luck, Abby.
Thank you.
Do they play at the Golden Corral too?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, we're done.
Keep us posted on the other gigs so we can maybe support you. You know?
Like if said it's all over Nashville.
That's so stupid.
Turn his mic off.
The Hampton Inn.
All right. Thank you, Abby.
Good luck.
Good job, Abby.
Hope you have a good show. I'm excited for you. Don't let a hater bring you down.
I am not.
Go up there
I didn't hear anything.
Sing your heart out and have fun, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Woo!
I mean, this is like a dream for her, and he's just...
Her dream was to play at the airport. I think her dream was to have a record deal, not play at the airport.
It was not to have a record... What?
You've never said your dream was to have a record deal. He is delusional
right now.
No, you said you came to Nashville to do music.
That was back then, like 9 years ago.
So now all of a sudden your dream changed to airport singer?
Stop. All right, Abby, thank you. Good job, Abby.
Okay,
right,
sing us out, Abby.
Okay.
We're going to take a break. We'll come right back. All right, hold on. If you've never used AirDrop on your iPhone, so let's say you have a picture and you select it and you're going to text it. You don't have to text it. You can actually, if someone's in the same room or in the same vicinity, just push AirDrop, and it'll send it over to them easily. Don't have to be internet, no cell. And so it's just like, boop, would you like to accept this from Eddie? And I'll be like, yes, I do. There you go. It's much easier than texting, and you don't lose quality in pictures, right? It's not going over space. But people can also do dumb things on AirDrop as well. Some guy got escorted off a flight from Detroit to Denver on Saturday after he AirDropped a picture of his junk to everybody on the plane.
Oh my gosh.
Because what you can do, it'll show you everybody who will accept an AirDrop, everybody who's on. Because it's just a button, AirDrop, turn it on to everyone or people in your contact list. But if it says everyone, you'll accept from everyone. You pop up on their phone going, they'll accept whatever you send them.
Oh, no.
So, Southwest flight, dude's on it. Picture of his junk. Everybody that's on there, selected them all, sent it.
That's awful.
Mm-hmm. Oh. The woman who posted it and the one who called him out went and said, hey, went to the flight attendant. She's like, look, this just came to me. She was in his row, but across just a few seats away. But she's like, I heard people going, oh, like as they got it, you could hear people, oh.
I can imagine.
Oh, oh. Mm-hmm. Well, when the flight attendant asked him if he sent the photo, he said, yeah. He said, just having a little fun.
What on earth?
Cops were waiting to escort him off the plane as soon as it landed. No word on what charges he's facing.
Oh.
But you have to push accept for the record.
Yeah, right, but it'll still pop up as a
little thumbnail.
You can
little thumbnail.
A little thumbnail, but I mean, I don't want to see it any little thing. Mm-hmm. I don't want that.
Can't
so,
you imagine everybody on the plane going, oh, ah, ooh.
But to protect yourself, can't you go in into your settings and make sure that you only receive airdrops from people in your contacts? Mm-hmm. So that way you don't even.
Yeah, that's what I said. You can take from everyone or you can even push contacts or from no
sending.
One.
Okay.
Right.
So, I was just clarifying.
But yeah. What happens to me is I change it. You know, somebody's like, hey, can I airdrop you? I'm like, let me change that to everyone. And then I forgot to change it back. I was at Disney World one time and I got one and I was like, I'm not clicking it. I don't know who it
is.
It
was on the thumbnail.
I wasn't. I didn't even see it.
Little pee-pee?
And no. Stop. I was in line for a ride and go, airdrop coming in. I'm like, no one's here that I know. So.
Was it Mickey?
No.
All right. Teens broke into an $8 million Florida mansion and they held boxing matches during a house party. That would be legit if you could go into this massive place and have a party and then nobody know.
The video's pretty cool.
What was in the video?
I mean, it's just a big swarm of people and then you have the people boxing in the middle. I mean, it looks like a beautiful house.
Boxing, like really boxing, or like the big fake fun gloves.
Boxing kind of.
Really? They were hitting each other.
They were hitting each other and people, going crazy and then the cops show up and everybody scrambles.
ClickOrlando.com. Yeah, I was never cool enough to be at a party. Well, first of all, I was never cool enough to be at a party. Let me say that.
Oh,
period. Yeah. But I was never cool enough to be at a party where like, the cops are here! And you all run.
Oh, man.
That would kind of be a rush.
It was an exciting feeling.
Yeah?
Oh, exhilarating. Running into the woods and having to hide there for like an hour until they leave or, you know, just...
That's exhilarating?
Absolutely.
Problem was, one of your friends was going to get caught.
Yeah.
And then, like somebody went down?
Somebody always went down.
Slowest person went down. Or the person whose house it was? Because they could probably track that, huh?
Uh-huh.
Or the person that had drank the most because they can't...
They're the slowest because they're drunk.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash's ranch with the famous black toilet. You can buy it for $1.79 million. It's in California. It was built for the Country King in 1961. 4,500 square foot house, private driveway. And if you want to buy it, only cost you about $2 million. Four and a half baths, one office, five bedrooms, a dark tiled shower, and dark black toilets. I don't know. Black toilets are kind of weird. Like I said, the owner of our house before we bought it, we still have a black urinal black commode and like our main bathroom. And we forget about it because it's just normal. But I have to remember sometimes people go in there, they're like, what's happening? And there's a light you hit. There's two lights in the bathroom. One light turns the lights on. The other light beside it turns like disco lights on.
It's like a party.
I don't know what they were doing in that bathroom. And we've got this house mostly unweirded. But I guess we just live in that bathroom so much, it's not... We have a urinal. I forget. Even if it was not black, there's a urinal.
That's cool.
It's cool. I like that
point,
though.
That is really cool.
But it's weird. You forget that... I just go and I'm peeing in a black urinal sometimes, and I'm like, that's weird.
Question. Do you have to change those pee pads? Like, you know, some urinals have the pads in them.
There's no pad.
Okay.
It's just a black metal thing.
That's what I'm talking about.
But it's not like a bunch of drunk people at a football game coming over peeing.
Right. You don't need a little air freshener.
Yeah, it's all good. Pee pads. Powerball numbers for Monday, June 27th, 2022. I have them, but I can read them, but it don't matter because there was no winner.
That's right.
The jackpot grows to $365 million. Mm-hmm. You're in, huh?
I'm going to be in.
I'll get it with you.
Oh, that's what I'm
talking. I actually have some cash in my bag.
Oh, that's a big bag.
I don't always have...
How much cash is in that
bag? How much cash are you carrying?
Wait, why is that a rubber band around it?
Whoa, Pablo.
Why does it have a rubber band? Yeah. That seems sketch.
Yeah, what are you doing with a bag with cash
in
it?
I mean, that is a
bag. Hey, don't worry about the deals I've been doing.
I mean, dang.
Who are you now?
How many tickets are you buying?
How many you want to buy?
No, I'm asking how many you're buying because I'll go in with you.
I'll probably buy 25, so $50 worth. Whoa.
Did you just take out the rubber band? Wow. Wow.
You want 50 bucks? Will you take 50?
Yeah, I'll take 50.
And I'll go in with you?
I'll take 60.
No. But I'll give you 50. I don't know. Yeah, I do.
Dang.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to give you... Anybody else want in?
I do.
You have to pay, though, now, because the whole...
Can I just Venmo?
Yeah, you can Venmo. That's fine.
Yes, though, but you have to do it before. Because sometimes people have been known, not always you.
Not me.
Yeah, right. To not pay and then be like, oh, we didn't win, so I'm not going to worry about paying.
$10?
No, Eddie. No.
You can't do $10 and get it on everybody.
What do I have to do?
Pulls out $10.
If Lunchbox has deemed it's 50 and that's a bit steep, but
it is very steep.
Right. But if that's what he says it is.
Because if you only give 10, then.
But then you can only win a percentage of.
You can only win.
Can we figure that number out?
I don't want to do math.
Because I only have 10.
I tell you what, yes, we can do
love
if
it.
If Lunchbox, I'll do the math, and he can.
I can do the math. Yeah, real quick. 50%.
Wait, no, you don't know the how much you're gonna raise. Here, here's my money. You want it?
Oh yeah. Amy, will you hand that to me?
And Amy, you're in.
I'm in.
So
I'm in for the 50? Equal parts.
Okay, that's 150. Eddie, you're in for 10.
I'm in for 10.
That's 160.
Gosh. Love it.
This is great, guys.
Here you go, dude.
So 10% of for $10 into 160.
What if we win?
Exactly.
Lunchbox, tell me what you think the math is. I want to hear.
Okay, so if he wants, if we paid 100.
Scuba, are you in?
Yeah, I'm in. I have some cash.
How much?
You want me to make it Eddie's even, so it's 20 from Eddie, so I have 10.
Oh my goodness.
or I can make That's it. Good, I can Scuba. Make it 40, so that way it's 200 total.
Okay, and you guys could split the 50. What?
Here's the problem.
What?
Yeah, we could split the 50. We would all split it, and then Scuba would get 40% of that, 90% of that, and Eddie would get 10%.
That's fine.
That's not true.
No.
Eddie would get 20%.
20, because it's
of
five.
Theirs, of their winning.
No.
Because if Scuba puts you... No, listen to me.
Eddie's only giving $10.
I'm
going
to walk you through it. I'm going to walk you through it right now. So if they do, if they do 50 bucks, right?
Yeah.
So 50 times 2 is 100%.
Okay.
So you got to times 2 Eddie's $10. That's of their money. Eddie will get 20%.
Okay,
got it.
Yes. Okay, so they're in.
Oh my gosh! And we're doing Powerball.
I don't know. Whatever makes us the richest. Buddy.
No. Well, we're doing Wednesday night's drawing, right?
We're doing. I thought it was tonight. Is it tonight or tomorrow?
Well, it depends. Mega Millions is tonight. Powerball.
We want it tonight.
Okay, that's what I'm. At. That's why I wanted to clarify.
We want to get rich quick.
Hey, and if we don't
buy Bitcoin before it goes back up.
There we go. And then if we don't win tonight, guess what?
No, we're out of money.
No, we're re-up tomorrow for the. Okay, Powerball.
So we're in.
For the Mega Millions.
We're in.
Yes.
Okay. And if you two win, you got to split off your one quarter.
Yes, we got
of
it.
The That's winnings. And Scuba gets 80% and you get 20. Eddie.
Love it.
Oh, man. Bad.
Okay. All right, everybody good?
All right. Yeah. And when I buy these tickets,
I'm Venmoing.
Do you want me to ask the people, the lady to bless them or no?
Like, yes,
That's
why
always
not?
Weird. No.
No blessing.
Don't do that.
No blessing?
Because you bring in lottery
no,
gods
take them
and
to
stuff.
A church.
Stop. I'll take them to a church and say a prayer.
That's not okay. A good idea.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. We're in though. Everybody good?
Everybody, hey, Morgan number two?
I don't know.
No peer pressure, Morgan. No peer pressure.
I don't know if I have cash.
Well, if you can Venmo them.
Oh, I mean.
Oh, I can Venmo?
Yeah.
Can I do 20 bucks?
No.
That's going to throw off now.
No, hey.
What, you want me to do 40? Is that what is happening?
50.
Okay, we're just.
Or you want to ask the airport singer?
I don't want her to spend her money.
She probably doesn't have any money.
No, I didn't. We're good for now. Morgan, we'll figure that out. Okay. We're all good tomorrow?
Woo! We are rich!
We're not rich.
This isn't a write-off, is it?
Yes, it's a work expense.
No, it's not a work expense. Have you talked about it on the air?
Yes.
That's not how it works.
We just did.
No, it's not a work expense.
Because I need to know if I Venmo from my work account or my personal account.
Okay. Ray's telling me to break. Okay. Thank you, Ray.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Ohio. A lawyer in Ohio has lost his license to practice law because he was caught driving naked not one time, not two times, but four times driving around the town naked when he got pulled over by police.
You'd think time two, they'd probably pull any sort of license. Time one, you're probably like having a bad day. But time two, maybe you pull the license for a little bit. I wonder why four did it.
I don't know, but 15 years ago, he was fired by the city as he was busted walking naked through the offices.
Oh, he's got a naked thing.
Oh, he likes being naked.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I would hate to... I mean, what a funny bit to make somebody drive here to somewhere naked.
What?
I mean, that'd be hilarious.
No.
But I would just be scared to death someone would rear-end me. And then I got to get out and find a fig leaf or something just to get through the insurance part of it. So he can no longer be an attorney, huh?
That's right. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Couple big movies that are out right now. One is Lightyear, which is the prequel to Buzz Lightyear to Toy Story.
Correct.
Okay, so Lightyear is out and Elvis is out, and Movie Mike has seen both. So you're here to tell us which one is actually worth your money.
Yes.
All right, go for it.
They're both actually pretty good movies. The thing about Lightyear is it didn't really feel like a Toy Story movie at all, and it almost doesn't even feel like it's that appealing to kids. It's a lot more dramatic than I was expecting.
Feels like an adult cartoon.
Yeah.
Is it funny though?
Very little fun. Like, the side characters are funny.
It's not.
I feel like kids won't really enjoy it.
Anybody's kids see Lightyear here?
No, not yet.
No? So, what'd you rate Lightyear?
I think I give it 4 out of 5 Space Rangers as an adult, though.
Okay, what would you rate it for kids?
Probably like a 2.5.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, it's not as fun as other Pixar movies.
All right, what about Elvis?
Elvis, I thought was really good. It's not your straight on biopic. It kind of feels like a fairy tale, like you're watching like a Christmas movie almost, the way it's told. And it's
a
more
Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Is Amy in this one? That's the one she went to shoot.
And it almost feels more like the story about his manager more than it is like Elvis's rise to fame. But I found that very interesting.
So what do you rate Elvis?
I give it 4.5 out of 5.
Well, I like Elvis.
Oh, yeah, I think you'll love it.
Because I love Elvis.
Yeah.
I love musical biopics. But this is not exactly that, huh?
Yeah, but I think it makes it way more fun.
I've done something that I've never done before. You know what? Call me big time if you must. But I requested a screener of Elvis
for
my house.
That is big time.
I know. And they're not going to give it to me. I know. It's so big time that I can see them going, ah, not going to give that to you. So, but yeah, I'm excited about that. But you also saw Top Gun.
Yeah.
Why was Top Gun not in this little mix?
It's been out a while.
Okay.
But
but that was great.
Oh, really good.
Yeah. So you would go Elvis over Lightyear as an adult?
As an adult, yes.
But what about kids?
I still think kids would like Elvis.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
That's right. Funny.
That's Movie Mike. Listen to his movie podcast called Movie Mike's Movie Podcast, wherever you podcast. You guys have a great day. I'm on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. We'll see you on tomorrow's show. Bye, everybody.
Bones. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons. For your social media, but for work, if you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.